When I called officials in cities across coastal southeast Alaska and asked about how the government shutdown affects their communities, the response was personal.
My son works for the Weather Service, and he was going to purchase a brand new four-wheeler from AC and go moose hunting with me, and he's unable to do that since he's working for free.
Skip Ryman is the borough manager in Yakutat, and his son works for the Weather Service, one of the vital services in Yakutat where employees are working for free, at least until Congress funds the federal government. He tells me how an investment in a four-wheeler makes a big difference in a household budget.
I have heard that a subsistence moose to a person in Yakutat is the equivalent of about $3,800 on an annual grocery bill.
Just like the dent one moose makes in a family's grocery bill, one furloughed or unpaid job makes a big dent in the economic well-being of a small rural community.
I would have to guess. I would say that, a good 15 to 20% of our population is directly negatively affected by this.
That's because much of the population is employed by the Forest Service, Park Service, Federal Aviation Agency, and Weather Service. And without a paycheck, people are tightening their spending. Ryman worries about how that might trickle down.
And it's certainly going to touch the retail stores. And there may be an effect later on about on the loss of tax revenue.
Still, Ryman says that many of his neighbors who are federal employees continue to work, ensuring the community receives vital services without the promise of a paycheck.
I think there's a real sense of pride in accomplishment, pride in your job. Somebody who works for the Weather Service isn't an employee of the Weather Service in a small town. They are the Weather Service.
Cultural preservation efforts are also vulnerable as the shutdown continues. I spoke with Gary Williams.
I'm the executive director for the Organized Village of Cake.
About the KQ Cannery in Cake. It's a National Historic Landmark and a treasured artifact of Alaska's salmon industry. The cannery needs major repairs, and Williams is waiting on the paperwork. He's worried about what would happen if the city can't start the work before winter.
Well, it could potentially lead to loss of the building if we can't make the repairs that are needed.
He attributes the holdup to furloughed federal employees who typically process the paperwork. Williams says that Cake has plans to use the building for various economic development efforts.
If we lose it, it'd be losing an asset on many levels.
I also spoke with city officials in Angoon, Tenneke Springs, and Pelican, where there aren't furloughs or direct effects, but many are apprehensive about how health reform will be implemented after the shutdown, or what changes there might be to how they receive veteran benefits. Skip Ryman from Yakutat does a good job in summing up the general sentiment.
I really think the full effect of this probably isn't going to be felt until it's over.
In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.